Attention viewer, you are watching the world's biggest Monster Truck Diecast YouTube channel. This is Monster Jam OCD.
Well, hello, Monster Jam fans, and welcome back across the world to the Monster Truck Collecting Podcast. Today, we have a Christmas special for you. This should be going up on Christmas Eve, actually, because I have my collection video planned. I didn't want to overlap. But Phil here today is dressed up in his Brian Patton polo shirt, as well as his ornament necklace, or I'm sorry, Christmas lights necklace. And it lights up, of course.
Have Christmas.
So Merry Christmas to those who celebrate, and if you don't, Happy Holidays to everyone else. We really appreciate you guys taking time to tune in on Christmas Eve to watch our podcast. Today, as you can tell, it's a Christmas special, so Phil is very happy, I'm sure, to be able to do this. He's going to talk about, and I will chime in, on all of the Christmas Monster Jam Monster Truck ornaments. And Phil, if you want to take it away as we start here, please do that.
Well, I have no idea. I'm going to try, y'all. Full disclosure, my computer is running a little slow right now. So if I'm frozen for like 4 seconds, okay, I think we're good. Cool. All right, so Christmas ornaments, you guys know them, love them, how much I love them. I'm mainly going to talk about the Monster Jam ones here. There's a couple extracurriculars we'll talk about. And for the purposes of what we're doing here, I'm only going to talk about the main, like what would be kind of, I guess, the 164-sized ornaments. Not the minis that come in a 5-pack and not some of the other goofy ones that have come out over the years. So kind of like how we do on our regular stuff, or stay in the lane of 164 and we'll venture off if we need to. So it's a lot of fun here. Christmas ornaments shopping. I know a lot of people, they kind of want to know, where do you get them? Like, how do I get them? And it's always like this mystery. So Hobby Lobby is maybe your best retailer. The problem is they've sold the same four ornaments year after year. Gravedigger, Maximum Destruction, El Toro Loco, and Monster Mutt. That's it. It's like every year when I'm looking for ornaments. Hey, Phil, did you check Hobby Lobby? It's like, no, I don't need to. I know Kohl's would carry them for a bit. They haven't done them in a couple years. Then really your big places where you want to catch them is a lot of your Christmas specialty stores. There's a big store up in Michigan, Bronner's. That's a Christmas Wonderland. They always carry a huge assortment of different ornaments. And a lot of the online retailers that sell specifically Christmas ornaments, you always going to want to check them every year. Every year there's always a new ornament added to the mix. I have written on my phone kind of the case numbers on where they all pair to. Fortunately, the way I have the pictures set up, they are all alphabetized, so for the except for the new ones that I added in 2020. So for the purposes of what we're doing here today, we're going to go in alphabetical order, and I will start sharing my screen, and hopefully we can get going here, the first of many ornaments. And what's on my screen? Blue Thunder. So here is Blue Thunder. It is built for tough lists. This is one of the earlier on trucks, I'd say mid-2000s for this one. Another way I want to mention, these trucks come in a lot of different packaging. Sometimes they'll come in boxes. Sometimes they'll just hang on the regular ornament tags and those have a paper tag staple to it. All different shapes and sizes. There's really no rhyme or reason on kind of who goes where when it comes to that stuff. So it's just important to always keep track of what's going on there. I'm trying to pull up my list. As we look at the first truck here, it is Blue Thunder. This originally came out. I'm looking here. It is the fourth different assortment. So, like I said, the first main assortment that came out was Gravedigger, Maximum Destruction, Monster Mutt, and El Toro Loco. And then there was another basic assortment that came out, which we'll get over in a little bit. And then there was a one-truck release. And then the next release, again, about the late 2000s, beginning of 2010s, Blue Thunder was in that first case for that time period. So here's the Blue Thunder. Again, no Ford on here. So it's just a plain old pickup truck. It says Blue Thunder right in the hood, nothing on the back. Just basic Blue Thunder sides and right up front here. What's interesting about these ornaments, with the exception of some of your obvious ones like the Gravediggers and the Max Ds, every mold is unique for what the ornament is. So this won't be the last pickup truck that we see, but this is the one that we only one that's on this specific mold. It's the Blue Thunder. It really is inspired by the F-150. Again, but no Ford licensing here. So, Ryan, what do you have to say about Blue Thunder list? Ford Blue Thunder.
Well, I like that they went with the accurate casting, similar to that one that Hot Wheels did for a very short period of time for World Finals 10, 11 in the Blue Thunder. I like the way that the grill is done as well. So, yeah, that's, I mean, what else am I supposed to say here? It's just an ornament. They didn't do tailgate printing, which is unfortunate. I do enjoy the continuity they're going to have here from this point moving forward with the rims and tires. So this is the start of that. And I also, if you said beginning of 2000s, did you say mid or beginning of 2000s?
Towards the end of the 2000s, beginning of 2010s.
Okay, I was going to say that Monstrum logo does not match that time period. Okay, perfect. So mid to late 2000, almost 2010. Okay, yeah, that makes sense now. Okay, cool. So yeah, I totally like this. It's really cool. I have only one ornament. It's right there. It's the Bakugan one. So I'm not... Again, like I said, the well-versed in this one. So, yeah, Blue Thunder. I'm sure there's going to be more topic of discussion with the future ones, but that one's a pretty basic one. Actually, I do like the hood there. It looks good. So, yeah, cool. Blue Thunder.
Yeah, it's a basic one to start. Yeah. Move on to the next one in the alphabet's Captain's Curse. This actually came out in the same case with the Blue Thunder assortment right off the bat. And this one has really become kind of, this assortment's really one of the harder ones to find because it didn't get re-released a lot over the years. It was really kind of a one and done. So here's Captain's Curse. You're really going to start to see with these ornaments, sometimes they're not proportional with Captain's Curse. Willie's body is just dragging on the back. This thing is maybe 2 inches too long in the rear. But it's an accurate Willie's casting. It's just very long. As you see, if you saw that one, it has tailgate printing on it. So kind of interesting. The same truck, Blue Thunder's in that same case for the year, and there was no printing. But Captain's Curse gets the love. It has the dual-sided graphics. Look at the roof there. No World Champion logo. Like I said, around when this came out, obviously truck won a World Championship in its debut event, but didn't get a World Champion logo on the roof. It's just your basic Captain's Curse graphics. Iconic look. They didn't screw up anything on the graphic, but again, just that tooling, it's dragging. What do you say?
Yeah, so the tooling is the problem. I can see why it's this way because the decal, but I feel like, well, they must have exhausted their opportunities because they must have tried to size it down and fix the decals, but clearly that wasn't going to be the case here. However, you look at things like the Mighty Minis that did get a Captain's Curse, I believe, release, or anything really that's a smaller scale than this, and you begin to wonder how they couldn't do that. Obviously, this is not the most luxurious line ever. It's not the most detailed line ever. But releasing something of this odd proportion size is a little, you know, it doesn't show very good planning, designing, and product integrity. So besides that, I could put that aside to say that the body itself, if it was on an actually appropriate chassis size, is phenomenally done for this level of detail and for this scale that we're at in this kind of product. So I love that they got the split scheme. I love that they did the tailgate printing, the wrapping around the back, the headlights, the grill, the window, the hood. Everything is perfectly fine with this one. Yeah, the grill and stuff is there. They have the curves printed on and stuff. So they did a really good job with that. It's just that body makes it so... unappealing to the eye, and I just think that this is a sad victim of not doing things correctly and not taking the time to try to do them correctly. Or they should have just canceled this one, really, if that's the case. I think that they could have, instead of doing this, just releasing this, it just could have been avoided. But I think when we talk about product integrity and being proud of what you do, I'm not sure if I can find someone who would say they're proud of this as a final product that they put out on their behalf, unless they are proud of it, which in that case, then good for them. But yeah, this is not one in terms of proportions that I would ever have approved for production. But again, it is what it is. It's just an ornament, but you know, it's a very good representation of the truck, just not done fully appropriately. But yes, it's a good one. In terms of if I like it more than Blue Thunder, absolutely not, just because of the body. But Very cool to have Captain's Curse, especially because it had just debuted at the time, near this time period. Right. It was a brand new truck. Everyone was really excited for it. It ran for years after this point. And it was a very, I remember Captain's Curse's debut of very specifically, and this was definitely very nice to have in the fleet. And then, of course, they brought it into many different forms in the ornaments as well. So, Phil, you've disappeared on me.
I did. I'm shutting the door. It's Chris Kringle getting loud downstairs. So,
I forgot to mention who makes these ornaments, which we probably should have started off with. It's Kurt S. Adler. They're well known in the ornament game. They do greeting card stuff too. They have a lot of licenses for so many different characters. I mean, any kind of character ornament that's not coming from the Hallmark store, there's a good chance it's a Kurt S. Adler ornament. So I just want to mention it off the bat because, you know, they're ornament people. It's not like Hot Wheels or Spin Masters making these or anything. And, you know, that's why these bodies are goofy. Moving on to the next one in our lineup here, it is Dragon. Dragon came out, let's see here, if I'm backtracking. Oops. 2015. Dragon came out in 2015 with another truck, which we'll talk about. You could definitely tell as time goes on, the details get a little bit better. So, for instance, you look at the rims, has all sorts of colors in there. I mean, you don't even see that detail on the regular toys, which is phenomenal. This is the older style Dragon body. Has a lot of detail on this. They really knocked it out of the park with a lot of the details. I mean, you have, you know, 3D scales and the nostrils and everything is pretty much aligned to what Dragon is supposed to look like. I will say, here's the roof shot. I will say kind of the side decals, maybe they kind of fell victim to too much green. It seems like they kind of blend in too much to what the paint is. If you look at like the normal Dragon or any of the Dragon toys, it's kind of just a big blob of green. But the amount of detail they really put in, it's really nice to see. I mean, Dragon, this is right when, you know, the Dragon truck was coming onto the scene, and it's a good one to have. It's one of the more detailed ones, and it's one of my more personal.
Me too, Phil.
Blah. What do you say, Ryan?
Okay. Oh, we're just gonna pivot right to me. The first thing I noticed was the rim choice, printing inside the rim, the planetary, the beadlock. The secondary beadlock. I'm not sure why there's two, but it's very nice to see them doing that level of detail. This body, in terms of the casting, it's pretty close to how the real truck looked. Even more detailed than the Mattel casting that existed from this truck at this time. The nostrils, those 3D nostrils, are part of the real truck. Were part of the real truck, and Hot Wheels never did those. However, it's funny to look back because their prototype did have them. So the ornaments win in that sense. And then on the back there, I believe that's tailgate printing, if I'm not mistaken, which Mattel also did not do. So that's a double up on their edition of Dragon. Spin Master has not done this old Dragon body yet. I don't know if they ever will, but I would imagine they probably fix all those things. However, if we talk about what we currently have in existence, Mattel did not do those two major details, and this ornament contains both of them. However, there's a couple minor things, like you said, the decals. Something happened with them. I'm not sure why the yellows are so desaturated and the greens super saturated, but it is. And then the horns, the castings for the horns themselves, I think could have been a little bit better. They're just kind of a weird shape, not how the real truck looked. But again, this is an ornament. We're not talking about Spin Master level quality of accuracy. So for what they have here, it's 100% what I would expect. Actually, more than that, the rims and everything else. So I think that compared to the actual diecast releases, this does fare far more well. That's not the right way to say that. But anyway, it's better than the diecast releases, besides the one minor thing, which is the horns. But it has nothing really to take away from it at all, or it doesn't do anything to take away from it at all. I think that this was a very successful model, and I'm very I have never seen this one before, so I'm very impressed by it. So that's really cool. So Dragon, nice one.
Yeah, like I said, this one was one of the more harder ones to find. So I'll talk about kind of store distribution later on, especially with some of the more well-known ornaments. So there's Dragon. Now, this isn't the only Dragon we get. We do get, in 2019, the assortment was a Fire and Ice, two trucks. And in 2019, we get the Dragon Ice. It used the same casting as before, so sorry, folks. I know the real-life Dragon truck did change its body a little bit during that time frame. So the real Dragonite didn't actually run on the original dragon body, but for ornament purposes, you do. So it's the same scheme as before. I think it pops better with dragon ice schemes on them. One thing to note with the newer versions of the ornaments, they do add the Monster Jam logo to the chassis. And on the back of this as well, or somewhere there should be a Fire and Ice logo. I think that might be a Fire and Ice logo. No, but it's a regular logo. I'm mistaken. So they added there's a Fire and Ice logo on the side there. Rim colors there. It's not a bunch of different colors like the normal dragon. But they did add detail again. That's something they added with a lot of the newer releases. They added more detail to those rim colors. This one really stands out. I personally like this better than the regular dragon, maybe just because of the decals. A lot more legible. It's not really green on green. It's blue on blue, and I think it appeals better when you're looking at Dragon Ice, and I think it matches up well, and you'll see its fire counterpart later on in the episode here. Ryan, what are your thoughts between A versus B here?
Well, I'm wondering where the eyeballs are, first off. They just kind of disappeared on us. But regardless of whatever happened there, I agree it's much better. I'd say it's much better than the original one because the decals, like you said, have improved wildly. You can see the depth inside of the blue and the white mixture that's going on there. It's hard to achieve that when you have a dark blue background. So I give them props for that. The Fire and Ice logo is very clear as well for it being such a small scale. It also has a very, very good color to it. Nothing blurry about it. So again, they're doing a really good job improving their decal quality. I'm not, again, sure what happened to the eyeballs. They just kind of got blacked out there, but...
Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
I don't know where they went. Dragon.
Yeah, no eyeball. That's weird.
For it being a truck that wasn't run on this body, it actually looks pretty good on this body. Honestly, I don't even really care too much for the new dragon body as compared to the older one. So seeing it in this form as an ice dragon, I would have actually loved to see this body continue on and be used for the ice dragon. So it's a nice little kind of peek into what could have been if we had continued on the road of this body being used. The white horns also pop off. They're really nice, solid, of course, like the real truck. And then the spikes and everything painted in is really nice too. Also, I love the beadlocks, accurate to the real truck. No, not overdone like the other one was. And then, of course, the silver rim choice. So very cool.
There you have it. Dragon Ice won't be the law. We'll see its fire counterpart in a bit. Here's El Toro Loco. Okay, so here comes one of your more mass release trucks. So El Toro Loco first came out in the original assortment, which again was Gravedigger, Maximum Destruction, Monster Mine, El Toro Loco. That is still the assortment for the cases. That's why when Hobby Lobby reorders every single year, they get that same four. You have to remember when these stores are ordering assortments, you kind of want more. It's like imagine if Target ordered a case of Spin Master trucks and they were all Sparkle Smashes. That's cool, but now you have 12 Sparkle Smashes sitting on the shelf. Versus when you get the what we call the mix or the case, it's an all different assortment. That's the same with the ornaments. So, and of course, the basic four assortments are arguably your four most popular Monster Jam trucks. So here's the El Toro Loco Red. The original versions had a different rim style, and you'll see an older one later on in the episode. We'll have the different rims, and we'll talk about them then. But at a certain time, they did switch over to the current rim style. Here is the regular red. It still has the USHRA logo on it, which is hysterical. It also has the regular Monster Jam logo.
It's got like a smile.
Yeah, old boy smiling there. It's such a goofy-looking tool. There's still releasing this to this day. It still looks like this. If you the time you watch this is 2020. If you're still out there at Hobby Lobby, I guarantee you're still an El Toro Loco that looks just like this. They never updated the scheme. El Toro Loco looks a little different. The hues of orange, the logo wrapping, even the USHRA logo, but they still kept it like this, even with the white horns. And if you're somebody in the stores and you see broken ornaments, there's a good chance you got a broken horn El Toro. But it's cool kind of see the old scheme still out there kicking it. But this is the old stalwart, one of the four, that's still out there romping the pegs. And if you're any basic collector, you have it here. So what are your thoughts, Ryan, on the regular red El Toro?
I'm just surprised that it's still kicking this long. It even appears to have an ear on the casting, if I'm not mistaken. It does, which has been long gone in the world of real Monster Jam for many years now. And excuse me, there we go. My throat was a little dry. So the ear being there, I love original El Toro Loco above all other El Toro Locos besides the black scheme. But to have it this far back, especially with the logo in the middle of the truck, which was from like 2000-ish era, the early 2000s era, is really weird. The USHRA badge is also odd to see there. I just feel like for the second most popular Monster Jam truck currently in the real fleet, if Monster Jam was still working with this company on ornaments, they would have pushed very hard to fix this to be looking like the real life truck, which does not look anything like this. The gold tooth, the white horns, the body color, the logo placement, the USHRA badge, the flames, and the Monster Jam logo, everything, and the ear casting, which probably won't be changed, but it's just it doesn't seem right. Also, the flames on the hood and the nose ring and all the other things that can be noted about this just seems really, really odd to me that they wouldn't push for that update. It could be because the ornaments aren't, sorry, Phil, aren't as popular as you think. But it feels odd. Like if it was Gravedigger and there was a drastic change in the scheme and they didn't change it forever. I mean, we're looking at Hot Wheels, but it just seems odd that this would last for, this is almost like 17 years now, 18 years. This scheme has, not been gone, but like 18 years they've been using it at this point because this scheme began in 2002 or sometime around there.
Yeah,
and
the ornaments kind of, I think they started around 2005 or 6. So,
oh, wow. Then that would have been at the time that El Toro Loco probably was already switched over.
Probably wasn't even, it was kind of at the tail end of this more so look. I mean, the letters were a lot different. So it's a strange one. And again, this is the same El Toro Loco you can get to. That year you can get it then. And my computer froze a bit, didn't it?
Yeah, all you froze a little bit there.
Am I back?
Yeah, you're good.
Too much eggnog. All right.
Oh my gosh.
I'm back.
All right, next up.
It's another El Toro Loco. Okay, so here's El Toro Loco yellow. I'll tell you full disclosure, there is no El Toro Loco black. This one is also very common. There's another basic assortment that a lot of the stores would order. Hobby Lobby used to order a lot, and that was the assortment that Kohl's would order every year. Hobby Lobby don't order it no more, but a lot of the other stores still get it because this is part of an assortment of four trucks. So a lot of four different trucks that include a Gravedigger, and I'll get to the other trucks later on. And I'll point them out. So here's El Toro Loco yellow. Again, uses that same casting, not changing castings here, folks. But again, a lot more detail as the years went on. You got the gray rims here with orange beads. And you got even detail on the horns, which is pretty wild, especially knowing what you just saw prior. You still got that smiling bull. Now he's just in yellow. This one pops out more. It's a lot more of a mustard color. But it's just so interesting where in a lot of people, it's not like most of these ornaments, you don't get one chance to order them. That same, it's whenever the stores order a code, that's what they produce. So like they're still producing yellow El Toros. So they're still producing it with that detail on the horn. But they're not, but when they order the red El Toro, there's no detail on that horn. It's like you would think, again, year after year, you keep ordering the same cases. You think they kind of do a refresh? Not the case. So it's so weird. And it's like we go back to the Dragons. One has an eye and one doesn't. So it's just like whatever the tempo is, that's it. You're locked in. We're never changing it. That's weird.
Yeah. So first off, the first thing I noticed was the horn detail. And I just want to note that at the time of this becoming a thing, Mattel was not, and they still have not, and probably never will, well, they won't have the chance to, ever printed on their horns, ever, except for 1/24 scale one time, I think someone's told me, one time they did it, but never 1/64 scale. So for an ornament company to be doing that level of detail, especially no company has gone that detailed, that actually looks like the real truck's horns. Spin Master does like a paint gradient, just like a quick splash or a spray. This is a full detail horn. And that's very impressive. The second thing I want to note is that probably at the time of this truck becoming a thing, they didn't have the purple outline on the flames. However, that was a detail that came along that really made this truck more tailored towards Becky and the women of Monster Jam. So the purple flames are missing here, which makes this truck look a little weird. I always thought it looked weird with the orange on yellow. Just didn't work well without that purple kind of separation. So that's a note for that. The beadlocks and the planetary color choice should have been purple as well, but at the time, again, this purple didn't exist. So I'm not sure. I can't even recall if Yellow Turtle ever ran orange beads, but it just doesn't fit well, I don't think. If anything, they should have maybe compromised and put red or yellow. Just the orange looks really weird. That's just how I see it. But I feel like there's just a lot of bright colors bouncing off, and that's why they added that purple in the future of this truck's existence to balance that out a bit. Also, you'll notice the mouth is, the teeth are the logo or the tampo that Mattel uses. So it doesn't quite fit the mouth of the ornament, which surprises me because they have the mouth of the other El Toro Loco ornament that really did work, but they use this. If we look at the tailgate shot real quick, I just want to get a quick look around at this again. Okay, so tailgate looks pretty good for what it is. Keep going to the hood if you can, and we'll end there on this one. So there's the bull ring, and then the smile, of course. But the flames on the hood are interesting as well. again, these are the basic ones that they used before the purple outlining, and it just looks, everything is just super bright, and I think that that takes away from a lot of this truck's integrity. But they also have the detail, and I think this is going to be the win here, is the detail on the horns. That I keep looking at that. I'm just like amazed at the fact that the ornament company did that versus the two companies that currently or have had and currently have Monster Jam contract. I think the horns are actually red on the real truck, so that's a minus point on that. But I was like, that doesn't look right. The orange does not look right. However, it's just it's nice to see that detail there. However, you now mentioned and ruined my day by saying there is no black El Toro Loco, which is my favorite one of the modern fleet that was existing. So that sucks. But the yellow one, it was a very popular one, of course, because Becky drove it and it had the tie to the women of Monster Jam. So it's nice to see this, and it's cool to see the detail, but I think they should have updated it at a time in the future. But we have, of course, a yellow or a red El Toro Loco that's existed since the beginning of it. So I would not expect it, and obviously it never happened. So very nice El Toro Loco yellow. Next up, whenever you're ready.
Yes, sir. On to the next one. It's the crowd favorite, Gravedigger. Gravedigger's seen a lot of different looks over the years. Will say no, the quick notice, you look at the tombstones, has a clear channel logo and a Hot Wheels logo. I can confirm that those tombstones are still on the 2020 version. Clear Channel that don't own Monster Jam anymore. And Clear Channel, for the most part, it's not even the same company it was as it was back then. And Hot Wheels is not involved with Monster Jam right now. So they're still on Tombstone. So that's a great example of they just don't update these things. But here's a classic Gravedigger. I know a lot of people have these in their collection. Has the green chassis, which is cool. I don't think there's really any others that have different colored chassis. So that's nice. This was obviously my first ornament. I got it in CVS in a box. Nothing on the back. Shame there. It's kind of hard to see because everything's dark here. You know, it's just a classic Gravedigger. The body is somewhat accurate. I know that the Gravedigger bodies have always been under scrutiny over the years on accuracies. And we'll look at the roof here. I'm pretty sure there's a variation out there with a roof decal, but that's not on the present one now either. It must have been a very limited time run or in a specific case for a year. Because, again, if you go into the Hobby Lobby now and pick up a Gravedigger, there's no roof decals on it. It still says Clear Channel and Hot Wheels. So everybody knows and loves Gravedigger. Gravedigger's seen a lot of also the extracurricular ornaments. There's been other companies that have made other ornaments on Gravedigger. There's a glass one, and there's another company that made one, I think, with movable wheels. But this is the basic Gravedigger. Everyone knows and loves them. Ryan, what do you got to say on basic
Gravedigger? Now I see why you laughed when I said if they'd update Gravedigger like El Toro Loco. So, okay, I get it now. I'd find it very close to unacceptable that the Clear Channel logo would still be on a company product that is no longer owned by that company.
Company's over. Then it went to Live Nation, then to Feld. So it's like they were already off the eight ball.
Yeah, but it's their main fleet truck. I just feel like, well, again, it's an ornament. So I got to remember, I got to remind myself that we're talking about ornaments. And sorry again, Phil. But it still matters. I mean, that logo would not be run on a fleet truck today. It would not be put on a toy today. It would not be put on Power Wheels, an RC, any scale of truck today. So I feel like this should have been updated. And they have the artwork to update it. They have the modern day Spin Master tombstone artwork to update it. They also have Hot Wheels on there, I think.
Yes, so Hot Wheels is on there. It's still on the ornament today.
That's even a problem. They can't do, I mean, they might be able to do that, but they probably can't do that anymore. Again, Hot Wheels would not be used on any products that Monster Jam currently run or have at this point moving forward. So either these are old stock or they are still being produced this way, but it just seems really odd. They also could at this point update the flames. There's so much artwork that they have now for Gravedigger that there could have been so many updates by this point in time. So it just seems odd.
So weird. And you know, you mentioned, is it old stock? I don't think that's the case. So here's something I haven't mentioned either. There's different weights to the ornaments over the years. There's a lot of that are heavy and heavier plastic. Like you could really use it to like keep your papers down as like a paperweight. And then there's some that are really light plastic that they don't even think they weigh a pound. And it really varies over the years. Like I have older ones that are very heavy. And then I have even older ones that are the lighter plastic. Now everything current, I'd say since, let me look at my chart here. I'd say since 2014, 13, everything's been the lighter plastic, but they've bounced around over the years. And it's kind of one of those weird variations. This Gravedigger is the heavy model. Everything now is the lighter model and it's still the same graphics and it's super weird. Moving on, this is how weirder it gets. So this is a silver Gravedigger. It came out in 2017. This one's really cool. You would think that they would do so many other of the other Gravediggers, like the oranges and your anniversaries. No, they did this weird all silver one. Everything's silver here. I did lie. I was like, man, I think there's only one that has a different color chassis. Well, this one's all silver, so that's cool. You look at the tombstone graphics here. Hot Wheels tombstones there. Regular Monster Jam tombstone. So you got to imagine this time frame, 2017, when this came out, Hot Wheels is still in the mix. Obviously, Clear Channel's gone. And they updated the Clear Channel tombstone to say Gravedigger. But it's just so weird that they don't go back to the regular Gravedigger and update the tombstones. And it's still being made with Clear Channel. So it's so weird. And actually, this one has a roof decal. It has a four-time champion logo on it. It's so weird how they just can get away with maybe making changes on some of the others. It's like the El Toros. It's like, man, okay, so yellow El Toro, a lot more updated and current than the red El Toro, but they never went back and fixed red El Toro. Same thing with the Gravedigger here. They updated one, they didn't update the other. I like the silver, it's different, but when you compare spade to spade, it doesn't make any sense. Ryan, what do you say?
So I've I keep seeing this when you post it. I'm like, wow, that's actually a really cool truck. I hope that the diecast Spin Master company picks it up and uses it. I actually really enjoy the silver kind of black and white contrast. This is such a cool truck. Probably one of my favorite of the ornaments so far. However, we still see Hot Wheels on there. Moss Jam, again, like you said, has been switched in, which is proper. But regardless of that, I think it's a very solid model. The colors, the way it stands off, the difference between all the regular trucks in the fleet and this odd kind of just toss in is really cool. I also enjoy that they fixed the roof on this. They fixed the flames for, you know, to an extent. And I have really no complaints about this besides the Hot Wheels logo. But that's a more modern change. I get it. And it's probably overlooked again because these are not the most, you know, well-known prominent things in the merchandise department. But I got to give them props. This is a really cool design. Whoever came up with the idea of having this kind of silver, black and white, gray tone contrast. It's very well done. It's very reminiscent of Overcast series in a way as well. So it's really cool. If not my favorite, one of my favorites of the entire fleet of ornaments that have been produced. So yeah, great work on that one.
Yep. And moving on here, using the same tool, it is Gravedigger the Legend. Great Jungle Legend came out, I want to say, the 2011-12 time
frame. Be right back.
Yes. That was right when the truck came out onto the scene. And there's also two other trucks that come within the assortment. We'll go over those in a bit. So Great Jungle Legend, it's, if you guys don't know the truck, well, I don't know what you've been looking at, but it's the silver and blue panel Gravedigger made into the Legend. This one does have, it's not, obviously not as detailed as the regular Gravedigger because there's no tombstones or anything, but what's really cool here does have some detail in the back. If you saw the other Gravediggers did not have detail on the back, and this one has some back doors. What is really odd here, and it, I'm sure Ryan will chime in when he notices, this has a yellow Monster Jam logo. Now, that yellow Monster Jam logo kind of came around 2002-03 time frame. It popped up on some toys. If you've been following our toy podcast at this time, you know that the running change variants from the yellow to the gray logos. It's in a lot of the video games. But, like, they never really use it in Monster Jam real life. It's not on, like, T-shirts. And it just kind of disappears. And for some odd reason, it's here on this ornament many years after the yellow's gone. I mean, this is prime Advance Auto Parts Monster Jam era. Advance Auto Parts logo is everywhere, and yet we get this ornament. And you find this more shocking when you find out another truck that's in the assortment with Gravedigger the Legend, that it got away with a yellow logo. This is one of the harder ones to find just because that assortment's not ordered a lot, and I'll explain why once we get to the next truck in that line. Actually, I think it's probably our next truck. Yeah, it'll be our next truck in the queue here, so I'm sure you can probably guess that if we're going by alphabet, what truck's coming next. But this is Gravedigger the Legend. It's super weird. But it's pre-existing. It's just using the mold of the regular Gravedigger, so you kind of get away bending corners. You're not going to get a full-blown casting off the Legend, but a good use of that Gravedigger mold that you can get another truck out of it, a different truck to offer to fans. So creative in that part, but not so many others. Ryan, do you have anything to say? Oh, no, Ryan is not here. He left. But I'll jump ahead. We'll come back to Ryan's takes here. If you could follow the alphabet, the next truck is Grinder. It is the Advance Auto Parts Grinder, of course. This isn't the same assortment as Gravedigger the Legend. If you just caught the rant I said about the yellow logo, Monster Jam logo, not the case with this Grinder. It is the Advance Auto Parts logos on this Grinder. So the same truck in the same assortment, they have two different logos, and it's so bizarre. And you'd hope that they get the right logo on the Advance Auto Parts Grinder, that it was the Advance Auto Parts Monster Jam truck. So here's Grinder. It uses a pickup mold that I don't know if we see one more time. Let me check. I know they had a running change on these or the bodies. No, it's a slightly different than another pickup that we'll see later on. So this is its own unique mold as well. The graphics are straight here. Has a decal on the back and the sides as well. Roof decal on the top here. Now that Ryan has jumped back into the pan here, I'm going to go back, Ryan. So let's talk about Grinder here. What are your thoughts on Grinder?
Well, it's a very simple truck to do. I think they've nailed it. There's nothing really wrong with any of this. Decals look good. A little short on the end there. The Monster Jam logo placement's odd as well. But again, you can't really mess up this truck. They also got the service as your best part, which is really cool because I think the first couple editions didn't even have that on the diecast one. So yes, very nice. Simple truck, and they executed it pretty almost flawlessly. Just a couple things I would fix, like the Monster Jam logo needs to be a little bigger for marketing purposes, but other than that, there's nothing really wrong with it. Then I want to back it up to that Gravedigger the Legend, though, because that was really cool to see.
Yeah, so the Gravedigger the Legend and the Grinder came in the same assortment. And okay, one of the big things I was honing in on, you're talking about that Monster Jam logo on Grinder. What about the logo on this Legend?
What happened there? So that is the 2003 logo. Which has no place in the era of Gravedigger the Legend. Maybe they did it to contrast the yellow and the logo itself, but that is a very outdated logo, which, again, served no purpose in this time period. Also, I'll note that this is the older Gravedigger casting, and I do enjoy the fact that they did print the back on there because it's not obviously a Legend casting. So I'll give them props for at least acknowledging the detail that it has back doors and it's not this actual body. But it also is a homage to Tony Farrell's Grave Digger, the legend that they ran with this scheme. So it's also kind of a double up here with it being part legend, part the body that they did run this style on for Tony Farrell, or Tony Farrell ran, not for him, but he ran it. And of course, he's no longer with us. So it's more of a tribute to him. So it's just a nice kind of overall combination of both things. However, that Monstrum logo is a very odd placement. I have no idea why on earth they would use, I don't know when this was released in the time period, but it would have been, I would estimate like.
It's the same time frame as Wonder. So I don't know where they find this logo. And you're going to see it, actually, spoiler alert, you're going to see it later on the line. You're just going to shake your head even more when you see what truck it's on. Okay. So it's.
I apologize for my absence real quick. I was actually setting up Brian Z. Patton for our live stream next after this one, which
are you saying we're not doing this live on Christmas Eve?
Yes. So you're going to already see the Brian episode, but I was just talking to him. So anyway, that's why I stepped away.
The Back to the Future quote. I don't know. Yeah. All right. Next truck here. It is the Lucas Oil Crusader. This one is another common one. It's in that same assortment as the El Toro Loco Yellow, as well as another Gravedigger and one other truck we will get to later. Here's Crusader. Pretty cool. You know, we mentioned Blue Thunder didn't have Ford on it, but we did get the Advanced Auto Parts Grinder, and now we get Lucas Oil Crusader. So it's cool that we get the sponsor trucks involved as well whenever we can. This is our one and only SUV ornament that we get. Probably could have stretched it with some other trucks if you kind of want to play around. But we get Crusader. It's a pretty accurate, you know, SUV mold. Although it is kind of funny that the cow placement on the rear, it's on the back window instead of on the tailgate. It's like, well, we could do it, but put it on the window. Here's the side again. And on the roof, it has its detailed roof. It's like, it's almost like a whole wrap on the whole truck there. It's like, it's really, it really kind of keeps the motion. It's highly detailed, but I will say, and I'll mention this personally, a lot of the kind of black on black ornaments, they kind of go towards the back of the tree. They don't pop. I know when you have Crystal Cheese, you want to have a lot of bright colors and things like that. Nothing against Crusader or Lindsay Wink, but it's on the back of the tree just because it's just kind of dark. You know, you see like Grinder's this bright red truck. It's more up front. You got Dragon. There's a lot more, you know, oomph. It's a big 3D Dragon. Crusader is just a 3D SUV. It's all black. In Ornament World, it's kind of bland. I know in Monster Truck Land, it's cool. So there you have it.
So they could have fixed it by just giving it red beadlocks. That's the first thing I noticed that it needs.
Exactly.
The red beadlocks would make this thing perfect, except for the back window. Back window, I have no idea on why on earth they would do that. Some things give me headaches, and this is definitely going to be one of them.
It works. That's so, fun part. It works. Does it work, Ryan? No.
No, it does not work. So besides that, the front grille is a little kind of not sure about that either.
I know my flash is on here. It's not very it's just like white blah. So.
Yeah, but it's just like the headlights could be smaller and the grille could be expanded up. Regardless of that, before I saw the tailgate, before I picked on the rims, everything else is really, really good. The decal placement, the ability to wrap over edges like they've done, and the hood as well. Look how clear the hood is. Everything else is perfectly fine. And this is one of the ornaments that I can actually say that about. Grinder was the other one that I actually was like, okay, that's pretty representational of what's really going on. But Lucas Oil also, besides that tailgate mess up there, this one's very well done. And the only critique I would have besides the tailgate would have been to put red on those rims to really make it pop off the tree. Like you said, it's a very dark truck right now. You can't really argue that it could be better than other, or can't say that it would be a better one to put in the front of the tree than others, because it's really not. It's a little less exciting because of the color choices they chose, which are very simple to fix if you just kind of think about how things are going to be marketed. It's unfortunate, but anyway, that's Lucas Oil, and we can continue on with our ornament. Yes,
of course. So now here's one of the more harder to find ornaments. It is, of course, Medusa. Uh-huh. Now, if you followed our Medusa train, you know that Medusa is very protective of her likeness, and in the toy form, you never, except for like a small outlier, see the same truck twice. Medusa's in that same vein. I forgot to mention before, Grinder's in the same assortment as Gravedigger the Legend and another truck that we'll be talking about later. You can't find that assortment in many places because when the sponsorship goes away for Grindr, they don't replace that truck in the assortment. That assortment just goes away and you don't get a chance to reorder it. So that means that's the only chance to get Gravedigger Legend and another truck we're talking about. Medusa came out in the same assortment as the regular Green Dragon. You can't just order regular Green Dragon. You have to get it with Medusa. Medusa's no longer with Monster Jam, so this truck can't be produced anymore, which means, by default, you don't get Dragon. It's goofy stuff, folks, but you know, that's just the name of the game. But this Medusa's super cool. It's a different pickup mold than Grindr, which is really interesting. You would think that they would kind of keep it the same, but there are noticeable differences like the window outlines and some of the grill is a little bit different. But this cool, the two-time champ right in the back there. That usually runs on the roof, right? Or I don't remember. But it's cool. It's bright. This is, again, a really hard one to find. I remember when I was ordering the ornaments back in the day and I caught the this online ad. It was supposed to be Dragon and Medusa. And I only got Dragon, and I ended up getting a refund for it. So that's how hard it was to get the Medusa, because when Medusa was gone, that was it. And then whatever dragons was left over, they clearance them out, and then now you can't get Dragon anymore either. So here's Medusa.
Yeah, so first thing, it's probably the most appealing and bright and pretty ornament of the fleet that we're going to see today. This hot pink that Medusa had for her truck really pops off of toys. It pops off of everything. And it really pops off of this plastic ornament, especially with so many greens and blues and black painted trucks so far. This is like, whoa. And I'm sure you probably display this one on your tree in the front. If you don't, I don't know what's wrong with you, Phil, because this is like the brightest thing I've seen yet. Okay, yeah. I thought so. So regardless of that, or going along with that, I also enjoyed the accuracy to the decals. I mean, they didn't mess up everything except for anything except for the connection of the hood to the side panel. I'm looking at that. I'm like, come on, it's like right there. You can just connect them. But that's, you know, it is what it is. But the tailgate, you asked about it being on the roof. No, the tailgate always had the championship. I could be mistaken. It could have been one time only that they ran on the roof as a white scheme back in the earlier days of Medusa. So not anything near this modern day, but this is how it is. So they did an accurate addition. The Monster Jam logo, can we flip it to the left side? I can't tell if the Monster Jam logo is different sizes with
it
these.
Could be. No, they're the same. It's just
so gross. Something's different about the scheme, which is not the case on the diecast. So the stripe you're seeing going along the fender there is flipped around on the other side. So go back, and we'll end on that because I know we're running out of time. But see, the stripe goes that way now. And the Monster logo. So it's weird. I don't know what's going on there. The hood, the roof, everything else is accurate. The windows, nice that they printed them in. And I also really enjoy the spray they gave on the rims, the pink. Although it's odd how they placed it. I'm not sure why they just put it in the random spot of the rim. It's not on the beadlock. It's not on the planetary. It's kind of in the middle in that no man's land. So anyway, the colors, everything else with this truck, very nice, very rare truck. I definitely knew that. I'm not even an ornament collector, but I knew that this one's one of the top tier rarities of this set, or the fleet of these. So very cool. Medusa, of course, always getting rare things. So this is no surprise to me that she has a rare Christmas ornament on top of the three rare Hot Wheels trucks she's got as well. So there it is. Medusa pink for its only ever time released.
Only ever one. If you got it, hold on to it. Here's another one of your barn burners. You're one of your populars. Maximum Destruction. I will tell you right now, there is no Max D. They kind of like we talked about the Gravediggers, they don't update the tombstones. Maximum Destruction name is not used in the main form as it is now. It's just Max D. That's the main name of the truck. They do not update this paint scheme to now. You would think that with the now, they would update the paint scheme, but they don't. Another thing you got to notice, the body. Yes, it is that goofy render from Goldberg days. If you caught our inaugural episode, we talk about this inaccurate body in length. Again, these ornaments first came out in 2005. You'd think that they know how it would look properly, but instead, we get the goofy body with goofy-looking decals all over this thing. I mean, this is just, this is so weird. And again, your more popular truck, and it's still being made today like this. It is just, it's a laughable. This was screwed up from the beginning, and now it's a lost cause.
Yeah, so for the sake of time, I'm just going to kind of run through this. Yeah, it's a lost cause. Yes, I'm not sure why people continue to use this at this time period. It's well known that this is not what it looks like. The decals are also very ugly. The colors,
Doesn't even pop. I mean, this one sits on the back of the tree,
too. I was going to say it probably deserves to be in the back of the tree. I can't tell if the body's at an angle or the decals are at an angle.
Oh, it's on an angle. So that's another thing with these the placements on these ornaments are so goofy, too, where these things, it does sit like it's like almost like a tilt off from Hobby.
Yeah, so let's just skip this one. I don't even care to talk about this because I've raved. Oh my god,
anniversary one too.
That was horrible. I've raved and ranted about the Max Decasting for years, and to see it come back again in a different company is another headache. So let's just leave it.
Yeah, here's the Decade of Destruction. This came out in the same assortment as some of the other trucks that are coming out. We'll talk about it in a second. Again, they use that Zoom Game Goofy body. This is the glow version. Now, I'm pretty sure I've seen some variations where this body's also gray, but the main primary one's black. So your Max D anniversary needs to be black. And again, they go through the effort of making a new version of the Max D. So it's a nice welcome one. You get another version for your collection, but they don't update the other one. And this one's called Max D. This is such an easy fix. Just change the name on the anniversary and repurpose it as today and call it a day, but they don't. So
I think that they're still selling this one. Monster Jam Landon just received one from Feld in the mail.
Yes.
So
Thorman is still active.
Okay. Yeah. Gosh, so it's ugly. I don't want to look at it. It's just the decals don't match. Not a good one.
Here comes another bizarre one. It is our friend the Megalodon. Now this is an interesting one in so many ways. This first came out in 2018. What's really interesting, not a lot of people have this one. A lot of people do now because the ornament craze has kind of kicked off in 2018. A lot of people start to become more aware, so people do have the Megalodon. This is a one truck assortment. This was the only new ornament that came out in that year, 2018. So a lot of stores ordered the Megalodon because you're just getting a box of Megalodons, like instead of a bunch of other trucks. The obvious, the truck, the mold. This thing is gigantic. This is a legit Megalodon shark. This thing is huge. It is not proportional any way, shape, or the form. I know we make fun of like the original Hot Wheels Megalodon, which was just kind of like, well, they said they're making a shark, so we're going to make a shark. And it doesn't really look like a truck. This thing's huge. This thing is maybe twice the size of any other mold. This is by far the largest mold. I mean, look at this thing. This is more beluga whale. It's like they made a beluga whale for another ornament. They stuck some fins on it, and they're like, hey, now we can make a monster truck out of it. Ryan, this goofy ornament, Megalodon. They're getting goofier.
It's a whaleodon. It's not even a shark.
I'll move on to our friend. So Megalodon. So
it reminds me of something I've seen before. I don't even want to think about what it was. It was something in Roblox back in the day, way back in the day.
I got Megalodon Fire on screen too. This
or,
came out
or it was year. Or it was Rigs of Rods Tunalodon, something like that. I don't remember.
Oh, see, now this one has a fire and ice on the chassis. I know it's hard to see because of the glare, but this one's like a totally different graphic scheme with Megalodon Fire. I know we're just kind of combining the two megas here. This one has a lot more decals, like on the fins and stuff. It's obviously paired up with the Dragon Ice that came out in 2019. But again, this shark is just so big.
And props to them for printing on the fins, though, because the toy company did not do that one.
Yeah, the companies. So that's like the goofy part of these ornaments. They excel in so many ways with like detail, and then like, oh yeah, so we'll get those little we'll make grill decals on every single truck, but you're gonna get a shark that is gigantic and will probably break a branch on your tree. So there's your Megalodons. Here's another one that goes on the back of the tree, in my opinion. It is just plain old Mohawk Warrior. This one doesn't have a Monster Jam decal on it. That's kind of weird. This comes out in the same assortment as the Anniversary Max D, so you still can get it, as well as another truck, which we'll talk about shortly. This one could easily be re-released with some Great Clips logos. I know Great Clips is really big on having their name on a lot of the different toys and the different forms. So that'd be cool to see a Great Clips Mohawk Warrior. And maybe by doing so, they can probably put the decal on the tailgate like it's supposed to. Gosh. This suffers the same fate as Crusader. It's really the Crusader mold now that I look at it. And because I have another screen, I'm looking at everything. And they just kind of glue the Mohawk on top. Yeah, but again, same problem as Crusader. It's black on black. It doesn't appeal well, so it just goes into the back of the tree.
Purple beadlocks would have helped it. Purple, come on. This is simple stuff. I feel like I don't understand.
They weren't really doing those details. Had this come the next year, the Assortments, Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, Crusader. Well, actually, no, I wanted to say though, Crusader wasn't very detailed. It had like one little black speck. So, a great Eclipse Mohawk Warrior, I guarantee, would have a much better rim design because of the technologies of now, but this one doesn't.
But Dragon came years before these, right?
No, Dragon came after.
Oh, they came after. Oh, never mind. That's why I was getting so upset about it. No Monster Jam logo. Not sure what happened. Odd. Okay. Yeah. I don't have much of an opinion. The Mohawk though. Oh my gosh. The Mohawk though. Wow. I've been flustered.
Well, that's being a time because they progressively get weirder and weirder.
Okay. Mohawk War was not bad of a Mohawk.
The
Mohawk logo bothers me. The beadlocks bother me. That's about it. That's Mohawk Warrior.
A modern
day Great Clips Mohawk Warrior would probably be far better. So hopefully we'll get to revisit that in the future. But good gosh, what am I looking at here?
We're looking at Monster Mutts, another one from the original four: Gravedigger, Maximum Destruction, El Toro Loco Red, and the Monster Mutt. This one has never been updated through time either. But what's interesting here, and I will speed through to get to some of the other ones as well. This one has the ears. They're open. Like, he's flying through the air. He wants to hear what you're saying. Who let the dogs out?
You got a good sniffer there, too.
Yeah, and if you're in store, those ears are almost always broken. So you got to be careful. Make sure you get there. And I'm going to speed through. You can talk about some of the other mutts here, Ryan, because here's the Dalmatian. This one has a horrible tampo slide on it.
What happened to the ears? They just decided to change.
And the ears then go silent. So this came out in the same assortment as Blue Thunder and Captain's Curse. It's a hard one to find now. Ears are down here, and then I'll get to the Rottweiler. The Rottweiler came out in the same assortment as the Anniversary Max D and the Mohawk Warrior. This one's kind of interesting. The name is totally hidden behind the ears. It's just staring at you. I said that tampo slide. You're not going to find a perfect one. Okay? This is such a goofy body. This probably just confused the heck out of Curtis Adler. How are we going to wrap a Merc Mutt? And that's why the hood is just – it looks like somebody punched the poor dog. So,
This is a great connection to when people ask why they don't use tampos. Old graphic system, as I call them, the actual physical tampos that you put on a truck. It's because of this reason. Bodies became more 3D, which when you put a square on a curved surface, you get wrinkles in most instances. You just saw Monster Mutt Rottweiler. That's exactly why the companies, alongside cost, no longer use tampos. They use a direct print system onto the bodies, which you actually saw with Lucas Oil Crusader, for instance, in this ornament episode. You saw how clean it is. Although you lose quality of decals, you get a cleaner print in terms of the way it lines up. This is a tampo, a square tampo on a very irregular surface, and that is exactly why these companies no longer do this alongside their costs. So that is unfortunate. However, I got to say Monster Mutt Rottweiler is my favorite of the original Monster Mutts, the three before Junkyard Dog. So it's really cool to see an ornament form. However, the logos are too far back on both of these Monster Mutts. And then back to the original Monster Mutt.
And then the original one is so small. It's probably the cleanest, by the way. I mean, it's probably the better of three, but it's so small. Again, it's using that original 2005. Here you go. They never change it. So when you get Dalmatian just a couple years later, the Rottweiler right after, and everything's huge, it doesn't make any sense. And the ears. It's like, I don't know, maybe because of a choking – okay, I can't make an excuse because I'm going to say maybe because of a choking reason, those ears break off. They sealed them shut for the other ones. But that's not true because you can still go to Hobby Lobby and get this Monster Mutt with the big the open ears. They never fixed it. So it's like – they fix a problem on a different one, but then they don't fix any other one, and then they just keep making it year after year. Weird. Guys, it's getting weirder. Trust me. Our next one is actually a good one. It's one of my personal favorite because I am a big fan of this truck. It is NEA, New Earth Authority. It's not a chrome body. I know. It's
Did we pass Jurassic Tech?
Not quite.
Are we going in order in alphabetical or not?
Unfortunately, all of our new additions are going to be at the end. So.
Okay. I'm going to give my quick opinion on this. You were cut off there for a second. Yeah. I'm just going to give my quick opinion on this just to save time. NEA is very basic, so they did a pretty good job with executing what needed to be done with NEA. So that's all I'm going to say about it. It's done perfectly.
You know, we just got done going through the beluga whales of Megalodon. This is a new assortment. This one came out in 2016. Not a lot of stores carry this. It was kind of a weird time where the stores were only ordering either the original four assortment or the one with the yellow El Toro and Crusader. So a lot of these ones didn't make it to like the Kohl's and Hobby Lobbies. You really had to get to the specialty stores to find them. I think they're still running with NEA, and the next truck actually we'll talk about is the other truck in this assortment. NEA, great assortment here. I was saying, talk about how we're kind of going out of order with the alphabet. These pictures were taken right when the pandemic hit. It was kind of like, I need something to do. So I took a picture of all the ornaments. Little did I know it was going to be used in this capacity. So NEA, no blue one, which is a shame. It probably would have been an easy layup knowing get another use out of the mold. But so be it. The other truck that came out with this in 2016 is Pirate's Curse. This is super cool. You got to think the details on this one. You saw Captain's Curse was, you know, dragon in the back. Pirate does not have that same fate. It has a unique body, really has kind of the 3D tailgate. You didn't see nothing. I guess I didn't take other pictures of the roofs and stuff of this one. But it's really hard to see. And unfortunately, because of the glare, you can't see it. But this truck isn't called Pirate's Curse. It is called The Pirate's Curse. In really small, fine lettering, it says The Pirate's Curse. I believe if you see the Rev Treads that Hot Wheels put out, it also says The Pirate's Curse on the name. Yeah, I never understood that. So it's kind of weird. And I'm sorry, I wish I had other pictures of this truck. I must have did a goof here. But it has a 3D face on it. That's so cool. And it's, again, it's really weird when you think about it, because that original Pirate's Curse from Hot Wheels – It had some issues there with the 3D face, and if you're comparing faces, this is a lot better. So
that is so strange. The Pirate's Curse or The Pirate's Curse? Weird. I never knew that. Huh.
Yeah, and you know, I like the face ones too. And there's another one with a 3D face. We'll talk about. You can probably guess what it is. I like setting those up. I'm going to use one of my green lights as a horrible example. I like setting them on the tree on like a lean. So facing everyone, you can see the face. So it's like coming down the tree. So you got to get creative. And the pirate, I do that all the time.
So here we go from my detail-oriented standpoint. 100% perfectly done. Fabulous casting. It's almost... The fenders could be a little curvier, but besides that, they got the hat detail, which the diecast company, Spin Master, and Mattel at the time did not do the rim of the hat on 1/64 scale. They did it for Spin Master, did it on 1/24, but this is a 1/64 ornament, so they got the detail in there. Very, very hyper accurate face, the dagger in the mouth, the sword on the side, and the hook placement.
Yeah, it does have a sword. I don't have the other side. I don't know what way the hook's facing the right way, right? It's facing up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they got everything. They even painted the dagger and the sword. Spin Master might paint their sword, but I know they don't paint their dagger, the handle on the dagger. So they got a very big detail there. I also enjoy, and I have always liked over the current scheme that they use, or the current rim choice they use, I've always loved the gold rims because it reminds me, of course, of gold and treasure and pirates. So I love that they kept it render accurate, as we call it, per se, for Pirate's Curse with the gold rims. So just a fabulous one. This is really well done. The only thing that's missing is the Pirate's Curse on the tailgate, but you know, there's nothing to complain about here. This is far more accurate than Mattel's, which is crazy. It's almost more accurate than Spin's because of the hat detail and the other paint details. But Spin Master has the ability now to do those things, so we probably aren't that far out from seeing those done.
Oh, I found the other pictures of the pirate. So we'll look at them later in the episode. So
let's keep going because we are running out of time here.
Yeah, but so, luckily we're getting the tail end of kind of the Monster Jam one. So here's Soldier Fortune. Soldier Fortune came out in 2017? Yeah, 2017. It came in the same assortment as the Silver Gravedigger. No gun, because at the time the truck was not running gun. So it's a standard Soldier Fortune. It's a good color. I know some wonky decal placement on the back, but that's what you get with these ornaments. It's a nice one here, you know, for sake of what we're talking about here. Great studio. Great placement of decals on the top as well. For sake of what we're talking about here, in that same assortment with Soldier Fortune Black Ops, you know, a lot of the stores actually got these. This is the two soldiers and the Silver Gravedigger. I know Kohl's got them. It was pretty good to see. But there was three trucks in the assortment, so there was a reason to order all these. So, studio. Yeah. So, what do you got to say?
About give my quick opinions. First off, this is a very
you went frozen there, bud. Ryan. Uh-oh, he went frozen. Yeah, it's the winter season, folks. We're getting frozen here. Running on different steam here. Ryan's coming back. I'm sure he's going to be confused. Soldier Fortunes, everybody. Fortune and Black Ops. And it's pretty smart, pretty clever that they put them out in the same year. It's I know kind of when you talk about some of the other ones, they overlap into other years. Made sense to have them both, so you need to get both. So this was a very good assortment. Here comes Ryan again. Hi. Hello, you.
Hi. Hello. Okay, here we go. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So quick opinions. This Soldier Fortune, I don't love the colors. I'm not sure what's wrong going on here, but not a very attractive model. However, the Black Ops is a very hyper-accurate edition, which is overlooked by both diecast companies. Mattel kind of got it, but didn't get it fully, and Spin Master overlooked it, which is that the gray fenders and the details, they're that gray. They're not super low opacity, and they're not super high opacity like Mattel did, or super bright and super dark. This is the perfect match to the real truck. And I got to give them accuracy detail for that, or points for that, because this is a very well done Black Ops. And that's the end of my opinions on the Black Ops and Soldier Fortunes. Is that me? Studio. It is me. People are not respecting studio for me either.
Thing, fries are done. Okay, so we're almost at the end of the basic Monster Jam ones. And here's the next one in the lineup. This came out the same year as the Legend. And no, and Grinder. And I say that because he's son of a digger with a yellow Monster Jam logo. I don't know how in the world that happened. You can't really get son of a digger anymore, because that's a problem because of it comes out with Grinder. So when one truck, especially a sponsor, goes away, you can't get that assortment. I'm sure if instead of Grinder and it was like Blue Thunder in there, it was like Blue Thunder, the Legend, and son of a digger, you could still order it. But since it's sponsor related, that whole assortment goes away. And I know it's kind of weird. Son of a Digger is a very popular truck now. When this came out, the truck just debuted. But it did not debut with a yellow Monster Jam logo. So it's just like the Legend. And it's got a roof decals too. So it's not like regular Gravedigger where no roof, but it's got a yellow Monster Jam logo. Ryan, what do you say on Son of a Digger?
So this brings me back to a time before Son of a Digger diecast came out, when they had Gravedigger bodies and everyone was making their customs off of Gravedigger, and here we are. So I love the colors. It's very prominent. It needs blue beadlocks, but I know this was the time when they weren't doing those yet. However, the headlights are very nice to see in purple because, of course, the LED light strips that they were using at the time were purple when it first debuted. However, the biggest thing, we already talked about it, is that Monster Jam logo. I have no idea why on earth they would be using a Monster Jam logo that is, again, near 9 or 10 years old at this time on a truck that has just debuted fresh out of the gate. Not sure why that would be the case. But regardless of that, it's not a bad model. I wish I had one, actually, because I'm obviously a huge fan of Son of a Digger. So it's really cool. But yeah, there it is. Son of a Digger. Really cool to see.
Moving on. It's a really old one here. It's actually Superman. So Superman, there's three ornaments that came out in kind of what I'd say like the first generation with these older rims. I'll speed ahead to get a better shot of those rims here. They're more of kind of like an innie, not or an outie instead of an innie if you're talking belly button. These are innie rims, right? Innie, outie, outie, innie. I'm not good with belly buttons, okay? That's weird. So Superman's an older version. Has different wheels, different rims. Superman's a really weird one that came out. There wasn't no sponsor trucks in Rigel's assortments. And they get the Superman involved here. There's no Batman, and there's been no evidence of Batman. Superman, just like Megalodon, so many years later, was a one-truck release. So there was no other trucks in the assortment with Superman. It was just Superman's. This is right accurate to what the toy looked like, except for that weird yellow Monster Jam logo, although I'd forgive him on this one because when this came out like 2005 or 6, it's a lot closer than 2011 or 12 than when the Legend and Son of a Digger came out with the yellow logo. Pretty interesting, too. It has on the hood the kind of those yellow Superman stripes that the real truck never had, but the toys did. So this one's like totally based off of the toy. So I know from far away it looked like a Hot Wheels truck. So I'm sure it's probably ended up at some kids like Carpet League. If they couldn't find Superman, just pretend that Superman has moving wheels and roll with the punches. So it's one of the OG ones. It's another hard one to find. This one I have here personally was like one that was sitting on eBay for so many years. And it's in my collection. So if you get a Superman, get a hold of it because they don't pop up like ever. So what do you say, Ryan? Superman?
I mean, yeah, I love the paint color. It's a really nice deep sea blue paint color. Very accurate casting. The chassis is really cool. The old style rims. Yellow Monster logo fits for this era. Not much else to say. Very good, solid, very solid ornament. Of all of them, this is probably one of the most solid that we've seen so far.
Yeah, so this is the last one I'm going to show before I got to tear down my screen real quick. This one's so weird. You know what? This might be the weirdest ornament that's coming up. And I didn't save it to the end intentionally just because of alphabet. It is our friend the zombie.
Oh.
This comes out in the assortment with Gravedigger, or local yellow. And, man, this thing is just so strange. This is like when they started really trying to do the 3D molds again, and they just failed miserably. So here's zombie. If you're looking ahead here. It's got a 3D hood, but that's it. Any other 3D part of this truck, like the brains, it's just like this rounded, like, hill. The 3D face is, like, pure white. This could be looked at a lot of different ways, like a circus clown, almost. You got a circus zombie here. This guy, they found the whitest paint, and just did up old zombie here. At least got tailgate. Looks really nice here. And you see the ripped clothes. It has the Advance Auto Parts logo on it, which is kind of funny because the previous year's assortment or 2 years prior was all those yellow logos. And we'll take a look at that dreaded roof. I mean, yeah. Okay, from the roof, it looks pretty cool. It's like, man, they got a 3D brain on it. I mean, don't look at the hood, but like the 3D brain, it's a cool roof. And then you look at it from the side, it's like, whoa, what happened?
Yeah, I don't know what to say about the head part.
This is probably the worst one.
I don't know how to formulate an opinion on this one.
They make it better. I will say, like, they make it better when you get Pirate's Curse. It's a much better 3D face, and they get like the 3D headdress and everything. It's like Zombie was a couple years too soon, and this is what happened.
Yeah. However, I got to give them props for the Feld accurate beads. The Feld fleet runs mostly black beads. So props on that. And that's something we actually saw with Spin Master 124 scale. However, the rest of the truck, I'm very happy that they didn't attempt to do, let's say, Encore Zombies, because the justice would not be done. So with that said, it's still nice to have a zombie ornament. However, I just don't like how it turned out.
It's a yuck. It could probably be why we didn't get some of the other colors.
Why does it have chicken pox? It's not like they're too uniform. It shouldn't be that uniform of the sores or whatever you want to call them.
I know. When we look at Pirate, I know Pirate don't have a lot of like the detail in the face. And actually, let me Let me tear down the stream here real quick and get to the updated Pirate pitchers. I mean, I know Pirate don't have like the Suns, like those spots or nothing, but here's Pirate, the top part.
Yeah.
But it did so much better on just the face here with this Pirate. And the Pirate's Curse came out only 2 years after Zombie. And it's like in that 2 year time frame, they went from Zombie of the Hill to the Pirate's Curse. That's really, really awesome looking. And yeah, here's another side shot. I know we didn't show it earlier, so if you're still sticking around here, here's the updated look of the Pirate's Curse on this side. You can see the hook, and you can see a better look at that name on there. It does say the Pirate's Curse. Let me try to zoom in. It's really hard to see. I don't want to freeze my computer. The
there, I promise. If you look at the rev treads, it's there. He's not lying. It's for whatever reason there. Okay, so next up, let's keep going on.
Well, yeah, next up, we have four more left in the regular Monster Jam looking trucks here. These next two are actually the 2020 releases. It's first one's Earthshaker. I just took these today, so the pictures are a lot brighter. So Earthshaker, this is actually proportioned very well, I must say. It has the dirt in the back, just like the toys did, and it's all up to date. There's that Monster Jam logo on the front plate they started doing with a lot of the newer releases, starting with the Fire and Ices. A little bit of negative space here. I know it's kind of can't just kind of let that hang, but they needed to kind of keep it one mold, and for your ordinary producer, that could be hard to do. So try to zoom out. Come on, friend.
I give him props for at least attempting a negative space. Though.
I can't zoom out. It's starting to. It's that Christmas crash. Ryan, what do you say about Earthshaker while I restart?
Well, this? Earthshaker is one of my more favorites of the current Monster Jam fleet. So I like that it got a Christmas ornament release. I also find it very interesting that all companies are using that dirt in the bed, and yet the real truck does not have that. So Spin Master, of course, began the era of the dirt in the bed, and now the ornaments have the dirt in the bed, and I'm sure whatever other companies do things with Earthshaker, it'll probably be that way. I like accuracy, so I would have preferred it probably without it, but I get the use of the dirt and why they did it. I also give them props, like I just said, for the negative space attempt to at least show that there's a gap in the bed in the cab. Which is something Hot Wheels did not do. So again, ornament companies stepping up and doing more with that. And there we go. Finally. And that of the two 2020 trucks is my second favorite because Bakugan up there, and you're about to see it, is my first favorite. But yeah, a very accurate casting besides that insert piece. But in terms of what they've been doing so far,
yeah,
had to sneeze. What they've been doing so far, it's very cool and accurate.
And you mentioned there Bakugan Dragonoid comes into play also in 2020.
Yeah.
Problem here, this falls victim to our friend, the Megalodon. This body's huge. Yeah. Not as big as Megalodon, but you'll see with the back here. You got the old tail and it's just hanging out like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah. So it's my favorite still off of the principle that I work with Spin Master, and it's, of course, one of my favorite trucks. However, proportion-wise, when I first got this ornament, I couldn't believe my eyes. Like, they really proportioned this bad. However, it probably couldn't have been shrunk down anymore, and this is just a victim of circumstance. They probably would have to modify the entire, recast the entire thing to actually get it to scale down. So it's not as bad as Megalodon. It's definitely not as bad as Captain's well, the tail sticks off pretty far, but it's not nearly as bad as Megalodon was. I've had people tell me that they ordered this and the horn was broken off the front. So that's to be expected if you order one. Yeah. Mine was bent. It's not off, but it's bent significantly. And I also would critique the use of orange. It's not orange. They did like a yellow color. So they need to go darker on the orange color. But it's a very, very good replica in terms of ornament land of Bakugan Dragonoid. 3D casting, super detailed parts. The red beads also set it off very well, accurate to the truck. So not bad, but the attempt made was also not the best. So, you know, it is my favorite, yeah, but it's not the best truck that they've done, which if that makes sense at all. So anyway,
that's it. Does, but full disclosure, I ordered mine off the Christmas Mouse. And I'll tell you that because I believe due to the pandemic, they may have limited production on these. These have not popped up at a lot of places. I know Boscov's, I think, picked these up. Retailer. A couple of the other online ones did, and I know Bronner's did as well. So if you're watching this now, you're going to want to pick up this in Earthshaker before they're gone, because I don't know if they're going to get another run because of everything. And next year there'll be more new ornaments, I would hope. So if you need these, you got to get them now. As we move ahead here, Ninja Turtle. So Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle was one of like two stragglers I need. And this is a great look at the different rims on our Ninja Turtle here. Another OG one. This came out, and there was two assortments at the beginning. The second assortment that came out was Gravedigger and the Red El Toro again, but also had Jurassic Attack and the Ninja Turtle. This Ninja Turtle is kind of like a hybrid between the Hot Wheels and what the real truck was. I'd say more so Hot Wheels, but it is proportioned in a way where you can get away with it. It has a big bandana on it. You saw it 3D right through the shell. This is a cool one to have. Again, this predates Superman, so just barely, but it was nice to see a lot of the sponsor trucks get involved very early on, and another hard one to find because that assortment went away very quickly.
And a long time ago, so that's why Phil was chasing these for so long.
Yes.
So anyway, the turtle, whoa, that top view looks like a
narrow.
It just looks like a limo turtle. I can't say it's not terrible. It's terrible, but for its rarity, I give it its respect. Again, you were chasing this for a long time. I know that. I want to ask: is it normal for them to do tires backwards? Because I noticed that a lot.
Okay. Yes and no. So these ones, the older ones, do a lot more, but.
That's what I meant. In this era, in this time period.
They pushed a Wild West where they did get away with wrong-facing tires.
Okay. Because I know your Jurassic Attack has all backwards-facing, I believe.
Yeah, I'll move up the Jurassic Attack. Now, here's the crowd favorite, and everything's all backwards on Jurassic.
Well.
Well, now wow. We're just right front going the right way.
Okay. Getting one out of three.
So when I got this Jurassic Attack, if you guys know the escapades on it, I have it now. These ornaments are so goofy. This is a great example. This thing has three different horns. It's broken a lot. They're like they go in three different directions. It's not an error. That's just how goofy these things are. This, looking at this now, I kind of want to think that they took this and molded Zombie a little bit off of it. You can kind of see the King of the Hill syndrome on this Jurassic just a little bit, not to the level of Zombie. But they really went all out here with the Jurassic Attack, and it's kind of funny. This thing's got such a lean on it. It's a goofy one, folks. I don't know what to say. Here's a top view. This one is also – this is so hard to find again. If you guys know my escapades on the Jurassic, it's hard to find. It's the only independent that gets an ornament. That's a nice distinction. And it's even harder to find all three horns and the headdress still attached. So
and the wheels in some cases.
The wheels in some cases. I know the wheels are so common. Even in stores, the wheels are snapped off of these things. So you really got to be careful.
Who got you this one again? Let's give him a shout out.
Tyler Roberts.
Cool. Yeah, he was chasing this thing for years now. I couldn't believe the day he sent me a text message.
A lot of people helped with a lot of these. Him, Ecom Smith got me the Ninja Turtle, Jason Twite with Blue Thunder, John the Goots, Mr. Pit Viper himself got me the Medusa. My Aunt Marianne bought me a lot of them off eBay, some of the stragglers, so shout out to her as well. I think those are mainly the big ones. I filled in a lot of the big gaps. So those are the Monster Jam ornaments. I will now talk about some of the extracurriculars.
I just got to say, Jurassic Attack, as silly as it looks, has my respect for how rare it is. The rarest, I would say, probably the fleet. So props to that one. So anyway.
Extracurriculars. So in 2020, FOCO, Forever or Collectibles, they came out with they do a lot of ornaments every year, and they made monster truck ornaments in 2020. Originally, these were not sold online. They were only at Walmart's, very regional. And I say that because I have two. I have the New York Giants and the New York Yankees. they made so many different teams across the four major sports teams, four leagues, so NFL, MLB, NHL, and the NBA. They did a lot of collegiate teams as well. I could tell you from in New York, they only made a Giants and Yankees. I didn't see one for the Mets or the Jets, and I didn't see any for any of the hockey or basketball teams. I believe up north there might have been a Syracuse. I don't think I've even seen one for Syracuse. So these were so selective. So definitely they're long gone to Walmart. But if you're your favorite sports team, you might want to check online and see if they got a monster truck ornament. That's definitely one you want to add to your collection. I stopped the stream real quick to get to some of our other extracurriculars I took later on in the album. Not too many left. There's only three more here. This one's very common. You can still find it today. Hot Wheels has their own monster truck ornament. This is actually a shatterproof ornament. I know this is good for the kids. You can find these in Walmart and Target. They have sometimes different tags on them, but they've had this one, I think, now for 4 or 5 years. Of course, I have one. I put this one lower on the tree in case it does break for some reason. It's not going to shatter. So this is cool. It's not based off of like a Firestorm or a real truck, and it's not like this got a toy. Although I think that'd be kind of a fun tribute maybe to make a toy of this because of the ornament. But there's the Hot Wheels one there. You can still get this one today, so make sure you pick this one up in the stores. There's always a lot of them. This one's really weird. I think the company's Carlton Cards. They came out with this in 2002 or 2003. Funny story, I found this in a toy bin at a flea market because it's a fully functional toy. Definitely a bootleg off of the Hot Wheels trucks to the chassis and tires to a T. And if I'm not mistaken, this was licensed by Ford. So this is an official Ford licensed product, even though it's bootleg off of Hot Wheels. The Blue Thunder never got Built Ford Tough on it. So I have this to my tree, but you know you can play this with this in the carpet league, and it's fully functional as a toy. So definitely a multi-purpose one for all years. And lastly, certainly not leastly, this is cool. How come Bigfoot don't have ornaments? Well, they do. So through conjunction with Toys R Us and the Fast Lane toys that they had, that was a Toys R Us private label brand. They made this very odd snake bite ornament. Now, I think this came out 2012 or 2013. The bait's on the ribbon a little bit. Weird. I really want to know more information on this. I'm looking on my computer as well. This came from an eBay seller out of Puerto Rico, and it was indicated that this was obviously exclusive to Toys R Us, but Toys R Us in Puerto Rico. If anybody has seen this ornament in your Toys R Us from back in the day that you didn't live in Puerto Rico, let me know. Such an odd ornament. This is like a metal plate ornament, and it has Swarovski elements in it. And if you guys are known like the Swarovski crystals, those are like high-end, high-class jewelry that's in anything. So this has the elements in it. So this is like a designer ornament almost. Like if you're in like some fancy person's house, they have this ornament on their tree. It goes with all their fancy glass ones. But if you know more information on this ornament, I really would like to talk with you because I find it hard to believe that something so fancy was only exclusive to Puerto Rico Toys R Us's. So weird. But I'm happy to have it in my collection. It is part of the ornaments. And I would really love to see some more Bigfoot ornaments. I think now's the time for Bigfoot to jump in the ornament game. And it'd be super cool to compete with Kurt S. Adler with the Monster Jam ornaments. And who knows who you're going to see next year with the Monster Jam ornaments, as long as they continue. They've been doing them for 15 years. And again, they have a lot of the little mini ones. We've got 4 or 5 different boxes of minis. Plus, Curtis Adler dabbled in a couple other weird Monster Jam versions that maybe we'll talk about in the future. But for now, that wraps up the ornament discussion. Any final thoughts there, Ryan?
No.
No.
I do have some final thoughts. First off, I do enjoy that they continue this tradition. There's a lot of great ones in there. There's a lot of really bad ones in there. We kind of get a whole level of things. So I like this tradition. I love that we had the chance to sit down and you talk about this specialty of yours, which is, of course, the ornament world, which is often overlooked and often bullied by people like me. But it's not as odd as other things in this community. So like as oddities, I think that the ornaments are closer to the diecast world than they are to other things. So, you know, it's not that far out there. So although it's often, like I said, overlooked, so people don't often know about all these. Like I'm sure this is gonna be the first time some people, or this is gonna be the yeah, first time some people see these, like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or the Grey Gravedigger or the Lucas Oil Crusaders, like some of these I didn't even know existed today before you talked about them. So this is very educational regardless. And I'm just joking with Phil, guys. I know you're going to be like, why are you bullying Phil? I'm not. I'm just joking. It's been very educational.
Weird, okay? I just tried to collect ornaments.
No. We click diecast. So it's like, it's the same thing. So I really appreciated this. I'm sure viewers are going to love this Christmas Eve special to sit by the fire, wait until the midnight hits and realize that we're at Christmas Day once again. Although it doesn't feel like Christmas. It feels like we're in March. So, you know, it is what it is, but we've given them a chance to have a fireside chat with the professional himself at the ornaments, Phil, and myself, which is not in any way, in any capacity, a professional at this, but it's been very fun. And I've had questions asked about fiberglass collectors. Maybe one day, I think we can have some on. I mean, we have a lot of people with a lot of things, ranging from things like Team Mints panels to Gravedigger 2.
We have plans.
Yeah, so we'll be working on more odd things that we don't talk about usually. We usually just stick to diecast, but there's a world of things out there. Ornaments is just one of those things. Fiberglass, memorabilia, cruise shirts, the list goes on. So as we run out of episodes to talk about for diecast, we will jump into the world of other things because, of course, Monster Truck Collecting on Facebook is not limited to diecast, especially it's not even limited to trucks anymore. We have like gummy bears and all this weird stuff happening. So I don't know, maybe April Fool's Day we'll talk about gummy bears, but
but in the holiday spirit, I'll just end it at this. Hope everybody has a fun and safe holiday. Yes. Merry Christmas and everything in between, and hope you guys keep enjoying what we're doing here, and we'll see you on the next one, right, Ryan?
Yes, Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, happy every other holiday that I might be missing in between. Thank you all for watching this Christmas special. I know it's kind of odd in the middle of the week after we talked about the Brian Z. Patton episode, which we're about to go film. So thank you again. We will see you guys soon. Stay safe and have a great and hopefully socially distanced holiday, but to each their own. See you guys next time. This is Ryan and Phil signing out.